B. Mitch and Finley on 1 o'clock. Denton Day always joins us. PFT commenter was able to join us, so Denton understands, even though he hates James Madison University.
I'll invoice him.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll invoice
him. That's a good idea.
You know, that song was stuck in my head on a Friday last week.
What's New Pussycat?
Not a Wednesday after we're done talking where I've already heard it. Not a Wednesday before we talk, because I'm hyped, talk college football with the homies. I literally woke up on a Friday. I was driving in. I was humming it. And I was like, I'm a broken soul now.
Yeah, it's time to, kind of check your priorities.
Yeah.
What your plans are. How are you, Denton Day? Week zero in the books. What did we learn?
We knew that Florida State was going to have issues. I didn't know they were going to have those kind of issues.
Yeah,
he's not good.
He's horrible, dude.
He is not good. He cannot throw.
Listen.
He can't throw more than the fact they had.
He can throw, just throw very, very. He's not accurate.
He can throw from me to you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He can't throw from me to land.
He's awful.
It was terrible.
Everything's at the line of scrimmage, and he seems to just move slowly.
Then I'm going
to
tell you what happened.
I
was calling JP that morning to put in a bet for me because I was in Cali and I couldn't put in a bet.
You can't put him in out there, yeah.
And he called me back like 2 hours, 3 hours later. I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm like, you just cost me some damn money.
Now, you could have just texted me like people do.
JP. If your phone rings, you should answer it first.
It doesn't ring, dude. I don't know how or why, but most of the time it just doesn't ring.
No, the first time it goes straight to your voice, man. I call back with your little do not disturb little crap.
Right.
That's what teenage girls do.
They
have that on their phones.
Perfect. I don't want my phone ringing when I'm on the air. So I have it on
you
that.
You wasn't on the air that early in the damn morning.
I always forget later. It was early in the morning for you because you were on the West Coast. I was here. It was the middle of the day.
It was early.
All right. So... FSU might not be the same team they were last week. We got serious football starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We got locals. Howard's playing Rutgers. That's a big old number. I believe NC State's playing tomorrow night. Western Carolina. There's a lot of excitement for the Wolfpack crowd.
A lot of big numbers tomorrow.
Dude, Carolina, is every school in the state of North Carolina playing tomorrow? Carolina plays at Minnesota. That's a kind of juicy game for a Thursday nighter.
That line
it's the
is
first
swung.
Week of college football, though.
Yeah, but B, this is Thursday night.
This is Thursday.
I'm not cool. talking
Are
about
they all
Saturday.
Playing tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all playing tomorrow night, except for Duke.
That's cool. But
Duke, NC State and Carolina.
They have to be different, huh?
Dude, listen to this, B. NC State is playing Western Carolina. That's two North Carolina colleges playing. Wake is playing North Carolina A&T. That's four North Carolina colleges playing. Then you got Carolina playing Minnesota. That's five. I might comb this to see if we got any more North Carolina colleges. Colorado, Dion kicks off. What do we like? Get us up to speed.
We like a lot of overs because some of these numbers are massive. So we're just rooting for everybody to have fun. I like the Oklahoma over 59.5 with Temple. I'm never going to lay a 42.5. That's just not going to happen.
No.
That number's way too big.
Temple suck now?
Yeah,
Temple's always been kind of feisty.
They're feisty, but they're not like beating Oklahoma fight. But if it's like a 45-10 game, there you go. You see good offense from Oklahoma. They don't cover that 42 number, but you still hit your over.
No, you don't.
No, you
said
don't.
45-10,
45-17.
59.5.
Yeah, math.
Elon's playing Duke Friday night. Very busy couple nights in the great state of North Carolina.
Is App State the only Carolina team playing on Saturday?
Charlotte, maybe. East Carolina, I don't know that we've
JP's
said.
JP's favorite team. App State.
Damn right. App State's going to the college football playoff, B. You just wait.
No, they're not.
He's lying. Anybody from that conference, go ahead.
Let's go through the locals. Maryland hosts UConn. Virginia Tech, I think this is a little bit of a tricky spot on the road at Vandy. I know Vandy might suck,
but
still.
They should beat Vandy. If they lose to Vandy, certain people like myself and one Pat McAfee are going to look really silly. Those of us that are big on Virginia Tech this year.
Sure.
They should beat Vanderbilt. Maryland should smoke UConn, even with a new quarterback, they should smoke the Big 12's new favorite team in 2031.
That's a wacky bit. Get everybody up. Have you heard about this yet?
In 2031.
So they're in conversation. It hasn't been agreed upon yet, but they're in conversation to join the Big 12. UConn is in 2031. You know how bad you got to be to wait 6 years to join a conference now?
7 years.
The Big 12 might not even be around in 2031.
But don't they get in for basketball right away?
For basketball, it's sooner than football.
Didn't take it over JP today.
That's how long Northwest Stadium is going to be around. All right, so you like the Terps beat UConn. You like the Hokies on the road in Nashville. What do we like from the Wahoos this year?
Not much.
Really?
not much.
A lean year in Charlottesville?
It's going to be a lot of lean years. I mean, maybe they get...
What's the fancy-ass name they got for their college? The Grounds?
The Grounds. Yeah, the Grounds.
UVA's got a fancy-ass name for everything.
They got something weird for everything, bro. A lot of Thomas Jefferson around there, too.
It's smart.
It's really
odd.
They're
smart.
They are smart.
Smart people always start overthinking stuff.
A lot of vineyard vines there, too.
One really cool big game. I'd say there's two games I'm really fired up for. Sadly, they're at the exact same time. Penn State, West Virginia, in Morgantown.
Yeah, ooh, that's going to be an atmosphere.
And Miami and Florida in the swamp.
You can watch
in the
swamp. Three TVs, Jay. Yeah. You can watch that.
Well, that Miami-Florida game's at 3:30, so that's in its window by itself, where that's going to be the big one.
All right, that's good.
Your WVU-Penn State shares it with Georgia and Clemson, but that's going to be a blowout because Clemson's trash, comparatively at least. And Georgia's going to wipe the floor with them. I like West Virginia covering the 8.5.
Do you?
At home. I think that environment's going to be crazy. And I've told you guys a couple of times, I'm not anti-James Franklin, but I do not love me some James Franklin. So,
what's your beef with Franklin? You just think he's kind of overrated?
I think we've seen what his ceiling is, and it's clearly not what Penn State is looking for. Now, with a 12-team playoff, you can kind of finagle it a little bit to where as long as you get in, you still stay relevant. But if you're not getting in the college football playoff, how relevant really are you? I think what they're afraid of is becoming what Florida is now. Because they've been relevant for such a long time, just the way that Florida was, and then with a series of interesting coaching hires, and then just like big recruits not working out. Like Florida's over/under this year is 4.5. Which, I mean, could you imagine telling
now
someone
they have
that
the
knows seven
in college football?
That last 5-game stretch is you got to march on the SEC on that one. Like I don't know, you got to get Greg Sankey in a room and lock the door.
App State's playing Eddie George's team,
and they're playing Liberty.
East Tennessee State.
East Tennessee State. I was going to say Middle Tennessee State. Also, UVA playing Richmond. UVA playing.
Hey, how about the Spiders? How about the Spiders?
I don't know. I don't know enough, but I imagine Richmond, that's an important game.
That's a huge game. I mean, remember, UVA almost beat JMU last year and then fell at the very end. So it's not like they're an awful team when you're playing the non-Power Fives, but even in a weak ACC, you're just playing teams that recruit so much better than you do.
Do Richmond and UVA kind of have the same colors, or is Richmond more red and blue?
Richmond's more red and blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a dream Saturday. Like, you watch game day.
It's just Tennessee State, not East Tennessee.
Tennessee State, okay. Game day's on. You at least got to watch 11:30 noon. Maybe you get longer than that. But
I can watch a lot of game day.
Me too, but you got to at least watch last time.
You got to at least watch a lot. I mean, I saw Nick Saban sitting at the desk with WWE superstar Sheamus picking games together.
And Pat McAfee. It was wild.
Like that's a brain-melting kind
of
thing.
How about Saban already laying the groundwork for a 3-loss SEC team to get into the playoff? He was saying that on August 20th or whatever day it was.
He didn't waste any time. He's like, this could happen, guys. And the thing is, he's right.
Yeah.
Like a 3-loss SEC team could potentially get in over like a 1-loss ACC non-con champ team, which is crazy to think about, but it is true.
Okay. So Saturday at noon, you're flipping back and forth from Georgia Clemson to West Virginia, Penn State?
For the first quarter. After the first quarter, it's likely going to be Penn State, West Virginia. I'm marrying a Mountaineer, so we're going to be locked in on that one just as a little family. But even because I think that Georgia Clemson game is going to be basically over by the end of the first quarter.
Okay.
So we're focusing on WVU and Penn State.
And I'm with you. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to be rooting for them ears. Yeah. 3:30 Miami, Florida,
yeah.
Next window is what?
And then we get Notre Dame and Texas A&M. That's a night window on NBC. That's the big one. Notre Dame right now on the road, 2.5-point favorite. At least they were an hour ago when I looked at it. But it's going to be really interesting because you're getting Riley Leonard, former Duke quarterback, against Mike Elko, former Duke coach. The only difference is Mike Elko got a lot of talent on that defense now. So I don't know how Riley Leonard is going to play against that one. But I like Notre Dame.
Okay, that should be a fun matchup. Where are the winners? Start tomorrow. Get wherever you got winners. We
all
need
right.
Them.
So here's the biggest.
What?
Here's the biggest one. You want USC LSU over? I don't care what number you get it at. You want over? Those defenses suck. It's a Sunday night game.
Ooh, and what's the Monday night game? Don't we have Sunday and Monday night?
Monday
games?
Monday night is Boston College and Florida State. I would. I have under 50.5 on that one because I don't know what Boston College is, and I watch Florida State, and their offense sucks. I told you Oklahoma Temple over 59.5. I like WVU. Plus 8.5. I like Miami laying 2.5 against Florida. And then I like Notre Dame against Texas A&M.
Okay, and as always, you will text me all that. Right?
I will text you, and I will tweet because people got angry at me for not tweeting it.
Give everybody your
Twitter. Yeah, hit me up on at the Denton Day. People were very upset when you told them I picked the Georgia Tech game and then I didn't tweet about it. And I was like, you guys should listen to B. Mitch and Finley. I told you there.
Did you get my you got my number, don't you?
Do you have all your shows starting this week?
Yeah, so we got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Damn.
So, with all the games, I need the NFL to get off Thursday because when the NFL gets off Thursday, I get on Thursday and I get money.
Uh-oh.
Like to hear it. Let's get off mama's because I just got off yours. Thank you, Denton. Appreciate the time, dude.
You are a fool.